Hello, I'm Gary Robey. To receive forgiveness is one of the most powerful and life-changing events we will ever know. We will look closely today at forgiveness from God's perspective during this call to worship. Father in heaven, thank you for loving us before we ever knew you. Without your forgiveness, Father, we would die physically and spiritually. God, search our hearts today. If we're holding on to a grudge and not forgiving, please help us to do what is right. It's not easy. Without forgiveness, we can actually get sick, Lord, and when we don't forgive someone who has wronged us, then we're quite often harboring anger and guilt until we make it right. Lord, help us to forgive others so we can be blessed by you. so we can experience the incredible positive effect that forgiveness will have on us, physically, mentally, spiritually. It sets us free, Lord, and we know that is what you desire for us. Father, you are the true source of forgiveness. It comes from your love. It is the ultimate love of God that brings forgiveness. The greatest act we could ever receive, Lord, is your forgiveness. It's free to us through the gift of your Son. And when we recognize the forgiveness we have, then we can hold and provide forgiveness to others, just as you bestowed them upon us. God, help us to be kind to each other, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God, through Christ, has forgiven us.
To think of things I've done and want to run and hide my head in shame. I know what it's like to really hurt someone and feel no sense of sorrow at their But I know what it's like to have enough of my disgrace and find, because of Jesus' blood, my sin can be erased. He has forgiven me. My sin been washed from his memory by the blood of the Lamb of Calvary. He has when the day comes to an end, to sleep in peace because your heart is clean. Do you know what it's like when the accuser comes your way?
so my sins he could erase. He forgives and forgets. I stand before him holy. He canceled my debt that day at Calvary. Now I'm justified, just as if I never sinned as yet. He not only forgives, he forgives.
Thank you for joining us today for Call to Worship as we focus on forgiveness.
Upon my knees.
You are listening to A Call to Worship, a one-hour radio program heard on this station weekly at this same time. I invite you to make this a habit and to invite your friends to join along. The Call to Worship Ministry also includes a Facebook page where listeners can fellowship share testimonies, and find out what the topic will be for the next week's program. Another valuable part of our ministry is the website. At calltoworship.us, you can listen to past programs of your choice at your convenience 24/7. This is especially helpful to those who cannot find us on a local station, or would like to listen to a program a second time, or would even like to hear a different topic. That feature and more details about this ministry can be found at www.calltoworship.us. Our website also allows you to safely and conveniently make a contribution to this ministry. Call to Worship is a listener-supported program. If you appreciate the ministry of Call to Worship, then we need to hear from you today. Our mailing address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. Once again, your tax-deductible donation can be sent to Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. Thank you very much for joining us today as we focused on forgiveness.
Mistakes that you've made and memories of everything.
and it's all you can do to go.
I pray that you are forgiven today, and thank you for joining us during this call to worship.
Sins and griefs to bear.
Out of the depths of my shame, I cry to you, Lord.
Have mercy on me, not because I deserve it, but only because you are love and compassion.
I have sinned against you, Lord. I know I have, and it hangs on my mind.
If you kept track of our sins, Lord, who of us could stand? But with you there is forgiveness.
Lord, I pray, wash away all my sin.
Cleanse me, and I will be completely clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow.
Create in me a pure heart, O God. Do not push me out of your presence, or take your spirit from my heart.
Restore to me the joy of your salvation.
When blown by the winds of my weakness, on the sea of my self-centered ways, the darkness of guilt and despair settles in, and I long for the light of your face. Father, forgive. Open, I come, depending on your presence and thirsting for your love. Father, forgive. Trusting I come, invited by your mercy, I rest in you alone. Shame in my soul weighs so heavy, that I wrestle to win my release. But Calvary whispers compassion and love and forgiveness and freedom and peace. Father, forgive. Open, I come. Depending on your presence and thirsting for your love. Trusting I come, invited by your mercy, I rest in you alone. I long to live in your unbroken presence, to breathe the constant fellowship of love. Thirsting for your love. Father, forgive. Trusting I come. Invited by your mercy, I rest in you alone. I rest in you alone.
Forgiveness is a topic that brings a long list of issues with it. How many people have you wronged that have actually forgiven you? And what about you? Have you given forgiveness? When we forgive others, it's an incredible positive effect on us, physically, mentally, and spiritually. And the greatest act we can ever receive is God's forgiveness. It's the ultimate love of God that brings forgiveness. Let's focus on forgiveness as we look into God's Word today. Romans 5, verse 8, very familiar to many of you. God commendeth His love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Ephesians 1, 3. All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms, because we are united with Christ. Even before He made the world, God loved us and chose us in Christ to be holy and without fault in His eyes. God decided in advance to adopt us into His own family by bringing us to Himself through Jesus Christ. This is what He wanted to do, and it gave Him great pleasure. So we praise God for the glorious grace He's poured out on us who belong to His dear Son. He is so rich in kindness and grace that He purchased our freedom with the blood of His Son and forgave our sins. He has showered His kindness on us, along with all wisdom and understanding. 1 John, first chapter. If we say that we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanseth us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make Him a liar, and His word is not in us. From Psalm 130, Lord, if you kept a record of all our sins, who, O Lord, could ever survive? But you offer forgiveness that we might learn to fear you. I'm counting on the Lord. Yes, I am counting on Him. I have put my hope in His Word. Luke 23. And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified Him and the malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted His raiment and cast lots. God forgives us as we forgive others. Listen to Matthew 6, verses 9 through 15. Jesus said, Pray like this, Our Father in heaven, may your name be kept holy. May your kingdom come soon. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today the food we need, and forgive us our sins, as we have forgiven those who sin against us. And don't let us yield to temptation, but rescue us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. These words in Ephesians 4, get rid of all bitterness, rage, anger, harsh words, and slander, as well as all types of evil behavior. Instead, be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another just as God through Christ has forgiven you. Luke 6. Be ye therefore merciful as your Father also is merciful. Judge not, and ye shall not be judged. Condemn not, and ye shall not be condemned. Forgive, and ye shall be forgiven. First of all, allow God to forgive you and cleanse you from all your sin, to cast it into the sea of His forgetfulness. Psalm 103, verses 11 and 12 say this, For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is His mercy toward them that fear Him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath He removed our transgressions from us. And then, once you have received that forgiveness, forgive others. As God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you, He has exercised His great love for us. How can we not forgive others?
No!
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken and in song, reminding us that we can be forgiven. I'm happy that you joined us and pray that this hour has been a meaningful part of your worship experience today. Thank you for your letters and your financial support that keeps Call to Worship on your local station. It is important that we hear from you. Our mailing address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. That address again is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. You're invited to visit our website. You can also listen to our programs and find other valuable information, including a list of the songs that you hear on this program. That's calltoworship.us. Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Media Ministries of Medford, Oregon. And now unto Him that is able to keep you from falling and present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God and Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen.
Words are lacking to express the joy, the peace, the happiness. Fully forgiven, a taste of heaven through Jesus' blood and righteousness. Fully forgiven, what a theme. Now every day's a happy day. There's not a charge that anyone can bring. My sin and guilt is washed away. I was a sinner and no hope could see before God's bar, condemned to die. But by the grace of God, I've been set free. Fully forgiven, now am I. Now am I. No more afraid of death or hell. The story I'll forever tell. The path before me is touched with glory. The world is bright and all is well. Fully forgiven, what a theme to sing. Now every day's a happy day. There's not a charge that anyone